me start with Lauren, and then we'll work our way around.
On a Saturday afternoon, 20 undergraduate psychology students have gathered in a large multi-purpose room to converse with 10 non-speaking autistics from Northern Virginia who meet regularly at Growing Kids, a speech therapy center run by Elizabeth Vosler. She explains that speech begins in a part of the brain that controls motor skills. Language, on the other hand, lives in another part of the brain.
These guys have an issue in the motor area for speech.
But the autistic group, which calls itself the Tribe, can communicate in other ways, typing or pointing to letters on a small board. The autistic adults and the UVA students have been corresponding and blogging since they first met last fall. And today they'll be talking about whether a cure for autism would be a good thing. UVA students and faculty members like Diogo Fortas, Allison Parcell, Dennis Prophet, and Mary Grace Britton express their opinions easily.
I guess a reason an autistic person specifically would want a cure is because maybe they feel like their autism blocks their ability to form relationships.
And just frustrations that arise from that may kind of push someone to maybe wanting an easier route.
I would think that somebody would want there to be a cure for autism because they thought that individuals affected would be happier.
I think that having a cure is something our society really values, having options and having the ability to do what you want.
But for Emma, it's not so easy. She blurts out random words, plays with her cell phone, and seems to be somewhere else. In fact, she is following the conversation and has very definite ideas on this subject.
S-I-T.
I'm going home.
U-
I'm going home.
A.
Hey, come on. Computer. Break back to computer.
I-O-N. This is a tough situation, and parents want it easier.
But another member of the Tribe, Juan, says he's not worried about what parents want.
S. I think my life and diagnosis are my business.
That doesn't surprise Professor Vikram Jaswal.
Autism is part of who they are. If you want to cure autism, you want to change who I am. You want to get rid of me. Of course, they're interested in being supported and receiving the appropriate accommodations for the challenges that they face. But cure, not so much. They're not interested in that.
By watching these letterboard conversations and reading correspondence, he's discovered that this group of young adults with autism shares many of the same ideas, interests, and feelings as his students.
They are full of insights, hungry for information. They are insightful about their own condition, but also about the state of the world. They're desperate to engage with other people and to make friends. For example, one member of the Tribe wrote about a memoir in which the daughter expresses this longing for finding love. And that autistic member of the Tribe wrote that she experiences the same thing. She's longing to find love. Somebody will love her for who she is. They're more like us than not.
And Elizabeth Vosler says her group loves connecting with the college kids.
They've been set free from a prison of silence. They're really enjoying having a peer group. And as one of our students put it, to be part of the discussion instead of the topic of the discussion.
For senior Thuy Vong, this class has created an amazing opportunity. As it happens, his 19-year-old brother is a member of the Tribe, and the two have communicated more deeply than ever before.
He said, "Sometimes I wish I could have a vacation for my body." And I wonder how many other autistics feel the same, how much they would want to be able to feel in control.
Diogo Fortas also has an autistic sibling, an older brother. Talking to one member of the Tribe made him realize what he had missed.
He wants to get his GED and go into culinary school. And I just thought, wow, that's so cool. But it also made me sad because it made me realize that my own brother, who's never had a way of communication, could have these same types of dreams and aspirations. And what have I missed during 19 years of my life?
For their part, members of the Tribe have explained some of their puzzling behaviors. Again, Professor Vikram Jaswal.
Sometimes they say the same things over and over again. Sometimes they'll repeat what somebody else has said. It's apparently meaningless speech. When they are communicating in their alternative way, pointing to letters on a letter board in order to complete words and sentences, they're able to express. They know that what they're saying in many cases is meaningless, and they just can't help but do it.
Bye, was best. Goodbye. Bye, bye, best. Bye, say bye, 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 was best.
Jaswal hopes to continue teaching the course for several more years. He'll be consulting the autistic group for ideas on topics for future research while gaining new insight into his own child, an 8-year-old daughter who is autistic. I'm Sandy Houseman. But for Emma, But for Emma, it's not so easy. She blurts out random words, plays with her cell phone, and seems to be somewhere else. In fact, she's following the conversation and has very definite ideas on this subject. But for Emma, it's not so easy. She blurts out random words, plays with her cell phone, and seems to be somewhere else. In fact, she is following the conversation and has very definite ideas on this subject.